Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet, also what we can try and observe in our dark island skies. As usual, turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have in store for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter rising in the east just after 9 p.m. The moon will be passing through its last quarter phase, so towards week's end, we can expect perfect conditions for stargazing.
And there is quite a bit of stargazing going on in the Aloha State, where we have one of the most massive astronomy centers, and that's, of course, at the Mauna Kea Summit. And I understand you have some news relating to some of the research there, and we're going to learn a little bit about research relating to dark matter.
Indeed. The Gemini North Observatory and the Keck Observatory have teamed up with the Hubble Space Telescope and several other observatories around the world to bring us an unprecedented look into a type of galaxy that has never been seen before, that appears to be completely devoid of dark matter. And its name is NGC 1052.
Of course it is. And so if dark matter is dark, how do we know this galaxy has none?
Well, that's an excellent point. In fact, we never directly see dark matter precisely because it doesn't emit or reflect enough visible light. But we can infer its presence by looking at matter we can see, such as stars.
I'm assuming dark matter has some sort of gravitational effect on the things around it.
Exactly. As we've said many times before here on Stargazer, in astronomy, what you cannot see can be just as important as what you can see. In this case, the observatories looked at the visible structure of this galaxy and found that the influence of dark matter was missing.
Explain why this is important and what dark matter does for a galaxy.
Well, dark matter is a key component in the evolution and structure of a galaxy. It's dark matter that can give rise to star formation, and it's responsible for keeping galaxies like our own Milky Way together. If we took dark matter away, our galaxy would fluff up to resemble a giant spherical cloud of stars, vastly more uninteresting than it is today.
And while this newly discovered galaxy seems to be one of a kind, do you think there's more out there in the massive universe?
Indeed I do. Lurking out there somewhere, there has to be more. However, as to precisely what gave rise to this particular type of galaxy, right now, that's a mystery.
Well, we'll leave that to a future Stargazer report for you to try to unravel for us. It's Christopher Phillips, and we appreciate your time as always.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week.